All right, guys, you wanted the best. You got the best, the hottest podcast out of Louisville, Kentucky. I'm talking Sean versus Wild. It's Tuesday, December 12th. And of course, I'm your host, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. It's time to rock and roll all night. And podcast every Tuesday, guys. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode. Right off the bat, before we go any further, I got to wish my mother a happy birthday. It is her birthday today, guys. I'm not going to tell you how old she is. She wouldn't like that. But Mom, I don't know if you know what a podcast is, really. So I'm not sure if you're going to be listening, but I got to say thank you so much, because without you, none of this literally would be possible. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. So I thank you. I'm sure my listeners thank you as well. And happy birthday to you, Mom. And guys, on the show, excellent show today. My new friends in a band called Avis from right here in Louisville, Kentucky. Your new favorite pop band, that's for sure. They made Alternative Press's playlist, Spotify playlist of new and upcoming acts, some new and noteworthy stuff that you got to check out. And I can definitely see why they made the list. We're going to be listening to their newest single, Loaded Love. We're going to be talking about the video that they did for that. We're going to be talking about their inception, how they met. And this is a great laid-back conversation. You know, we never officially met each other, but our, I don't know, our professional paths have crossed. We both, you know, got our start on Little Heart Records, so we're going to be talking about Little Heart. We're going to be talking about how much we miss Brian Puckett. Brian, I love you, brother. And happy late birthday to you, December 5th. Miss you every day, man. But we talk about Little Heart. We talk about you know, how the band got together. We talk about their musical ventures. But we're all over the place as well. Conspiracy theories, the Mandela effect, all kinds of great stuff. It's a fun conversation. And so it was great getting to know those guys and gals. So very, very excited for this episode. It's going to be a good one. I had a busy weekend, man. Podcast, podcast, podcast. Three podcasts done this weekend, and I got more coming up this week. So always staying busy. I did review, get a chance to go see Justice League, and spoiler alert, I actually kind of liked it despite all these this critical panning. So we have a full Justice League podcast that's going to be airing on Friday. So if you enjoy the movie reviews, John and I are back. Team Thrillmont, Team Will Smith, we are back in action on Friday, giving you some supplemental material to close out the year. Man, it's cold. It's lonely. Listen to a podcast, man. Or maybe you're traveling for Christmas. You got to fire up a podcast. Keep yourself occupied on those long trips. Also, too, whenever you get tired of podcasts, I want you to check out my sponsor at Audible. They're going to set you up with a free audiobook. They're going to set you up with a free 30-day. I've been enjoying so many audiobooks. I've got It. I got Chris Jericho's brand new book. That one's way entertaining. No is a four-letter word. So I've been really into audiobooks lately, and obviously you should be too. So all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com from your desktop or laptop or even on your view desktop site on your cell phone, whatever, but make sure you do the desktop stuff. That will get me paid. So go to Sean versus, go to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild, audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild, and sign up, get a free audiobook of your choosing. So over 180,000 books to choose from. So get the one that you want, and treat yourself this holiday season. And, you know, even if you do cancel, you keep the book, and there is no commitment, just month to month, no contract, but either way, it's going to give you a free book. It's going to give me some cash money in my pocket, much needed, man. It's the holidays. I'm strapped for cash after buying all these gifts, and I'm still making the podcast work on my own dime. So anything you can do to help, definitely appreciate it. Maybe if you don't want to sign up for anything, I got brand new merch. Okay, got Sean and the Kiss logo. It says Rock and Roll All Night Podcast every Tuesday right on the back of it. Got sweatshirts darn near sold out the same day I got them, very close to selling out. So thank you to everyone that has taken advantage, and that goes a long way. That helps the show so much. So yeah, check out the stuff. Get in touch with me. Get at me, bro, on social media, and I can make a t-shirt or a koozie or a sweatshirt or a hooded sweatshirt yours. Put it in your mailbox or put it in your hand and put it on your bod for a low cost. So hit me up. We'll make it happen. Also, too, I'm going to go ahead and share the wealth. If you want to get something of your own printed, maybe you have a podcast of your own, or maybe you're in a band, or maybe you have a business or an idea or something, and you don't know where to go to get your stuff printed without getting ripped off, well, let me tell you where to go. You're going to go to audiophileinc.com and place your order there. You're going to talk to Shane. Shane's the guy that you that's going to set you up with the best deal in town, no matter what town that you live in, and he's going to ship to all 50 nifty United States of America. So no matter where you are, you're going to get the deal of the century, and you're going to get the stuff shipped to you wherever you are. So fantastic. And even if you're international, I'm sure my man will work you something out. All right. I'm sure it could happen. So yeah, spread the wealth on that. Get yourself something. But yeah, I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate everybody listening. And I know that everything's so busy with the holidays and stuff like that. The fact that you take the time to spend your day with me, or your hour with me, or however many minutes in the day that you have, that means a lot, and I certainly appreciate it. And it's been a killer year so far. Here we are already in December, and I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary. January 3rd was my first episode, so it's been a long ride, you know, over 50 episodes already in 1 year, so stayed very busy. And I'm hoping to stay very busy in the next year to come. And I want to grow the business, obviously. I want to grow it. And the way that I can do that, I need to get more people to check out the show. And you can definitely help me with that. So whether, you know, if you don't want to sign up for anything, if you don't want to spend any money, but you do want to help the show, this is an awesome way to do it. And it's just simply share it, you know. Write a blurb, write a little something when you click that share button. Like, hey, this is a new podcast that I think you should check out. Or I really enjoy this. Give it a listen. Something like that. Share it out to your friends. Invite your friends to like the page. You know, interact with me on social media, on Twitter. All those sorts of things create traction. All that sorts of those sorts of things create visibility. It's not like the old days, man, when you put something on Facebook and everybody you're friends with can see it. It's all a game, brother. And you got to get people to interact. You got to get shares. You got to get visibility. You gotta hack the system, bro. So anything that you guys can do on that, would definitely appreciate. You know, even if you just click 5 stars on iTunes, write a little review. It would be awesome. So yeah, and everything's at Sean versus Wild, with the except of Instagram, which was Sean versus Wild podcast. And you can send me an email directly at SeanVersusWild@gmail.com if you have any ideas for potential guests, or you have any ideas for the show, or anything like that. Your voice is definitely heard. I love you. I love each and every one of you guys. And but I'll tell you what, I love you guys so much. I'm gonna just stop talking right now. Actually, I'm going to thank Joe Brock first. He's booping the dials per usual, you know, this week, multiple episodes a week. So I definitely appreciate you, Joe, for everything that you do. And be on the lookout, Foxbat, Joe's band. You've heard him on here. My favorite local band. They are in the studio. So not only is he in the studio recording the hot new Foxbat stuff, he's going to Supernatch Studios right afterwards and editing this podcast. So, it's a busy man. So thank you, Joe, so much. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. And I'm going to just stop talking now. I've overstayed my welcome, guys. Check out my brand new conversation, my brand new episode with Avis, and let's get wild.
I know we're doing a podcast, so I was going to say favorite podcasts. I don't listen to a lot, but I do have certain favorites, which is like...
What are your favorite podcasts?
Okay, so hear me out on this. Okay. You all can make fun of me because the nerd in me is coming out.
Okay.
My favorite podcast is Philosophize This.
Philosophize This.
Stephen West.
My man Stephen West.
Listen to it too.
What is Philosophize This? Okay. Hit me with it.
So let's talk about Philosophize This. So it's great because... He's a real smart, intelligent guy, whatever. And he talks, he has like episodes broken into pieces, like down on each, like different philosophers in history and like stuff that's happened. But he puts it in layman's terms for people who are like easy listening. It's not something that you have to like sit down and be like, oh, I have to read my textbook. It's like he puts it in terms like conversational. Gotcha. So you're just like, okay, I understand everything now.
Yes. So it's right. Socrates and it's Aristotle and it's Plato and it's meditations. Yes. And but for the 21st century.
No, for sure. Exactly. But he like breaks it down episode by episode by episode. Like if there's one philosopher that has like a huge in-depth like perspective on one specific topic, he'll break it down piece by piece so that you have building blocks to understand it, which is great.
Who's your favorite philosopher?
Oh, God.
Who's your favorite philosophizer?
Philosophizer. Shit. I don't know if I would have a favorite. Because that's the thing is that he touches on so many different topics that are very specific for each of them. So it would be more so like very specific outlooks on different things because they all have.
Gotcha.
I don't know how else to explain that.
I've been reading a book lately called Prometheus Rising by this counterculture philosopher.
Oh, he talks about Prometheus. Yeah, yeah. I've listened to those episodes.
Well, this is a book called Prometheus Rising by this counterculture guy named Robert Anton Wilson. Mm-hmm. And this dude's pretty out there, and I'm really into it. And it's all about how, you know, the human is made up out of in two parts, the thinker and the prover. Mm-hmm. And you can think whatever you like. You can think that the earth is round, you can think that the earth is flat, you can think that there's a God, you can think that there's whatever. But
we gotta talk about flat earthers, but anyway, go on.
Right. So the point is there's always the thinker, and the thinker can think anything that they want about anything or anybody, and then the prover is that part of your body that will go out of the way to only take the facts, soak in the information that you need mm-hmm. to prove your theory. And it's pretty interesting stuff.
That's sick.
It's riveting stuff. Whew, because think it. About it. Like, think of all the people, you know, not to get too deep into the bat of the podcast here, right off the bat of the PCAST.
Sorry, people.
But think about, like, you know, how people use religion. Some people will say, oh, it's meant for all these great things. And some people will be like, well, it's meant for great things, but only for these people.
Oh,
and my
yeah.
Bible tells me this. And my mm-hmm. Bible tells me that. And that's the thinker-prover thing. People think whatever they want, and they use whatever facts that they mm-hmm. want to justify their thoughts.
I forgot what episode it was, but I listened to an episode about that recently on Philosophize This. Also, that was really... There was also another one, because like going off the religion thing, and I forgot which one it was, but he was talking about... There was one specific philosopher who was basically saying that like... Because there are like two types of suicide, and he's like, there is physical and then... like philosophical.
Sure.
And he was whatever, I forgot which philosopher it was, but there was an episode he went in depth on it, like explaining it, and that there is one philosopher, because I thought this was an interesting outlook on this, that was like believing in a religion is philosophical suicide, and the fact that you don't question anything.
Sure. Anymore.
You're just, well, not necessarily like questioning, but you're like faith, and you're like, no questions. There it is.
Right.
That's it.
That's kind of another part that I've been reading in this book. It's just like, you know, a baby that's born has the ability to learn any language on mm-hmm. earth mm-hmm. and do anything on earth, but it's a result of its environment
yes.
and the imprints that are put upon it that determine, you know,
your nature versus nurture and all that.
You got it.
Yeah,
man.
For
Look
sure.
Look at that. Guys, this is a big plug for Philosophize This, apparently. So,
shout out.
Yeah, shout out to you, Stephen West.
But,
what a guy.
Guys, this is also the Sean versus Wild podcast. So don't think you signed up for something different. This is Sean versus Wild podcast.
Sean versus Wild.
And I'm sitting here with Molly O'Malley and Matt Adam, which is a superhero name if I've ever heard one.
Yep. I am a superhero.
That's true. Matt Adam. Change your name to Jack Action. That's just what it reminds me of. Matt Adam.
There you
and
go.
And your band, go ahead and hit me with the pronunciation because I'm gonna not do well on this first
so,
try.
No, it's fine. This happens all the time, and I'm gonna be okay. So I don't
set the record straight for the people
yes.
out there listening.
Let's go. Okay. Well, disclaimer. Usually, like if friends are talking to me about our band and stuff, and they'll pronounce it wrong, I do not care to correct them because of the fact that it makes me sound so pretentious.
Right.
But it's pronounced Avis.
Avis.
Yeah, we've been thinking about making like one of those how to pronounce videos and just like
the great GIF yeah. versus GIF debate.
Yeah.
So, but GIF. First of all, team, I am team GIF.
Team GIF, yep.
Really, both of you?
Yes.
Yep. See, not me.
Avis is close. A team GIF band.
Not even close, guys. Team GIF, and I've said it on the podcast before. Allow me to get on my soapbox. This is my podcast, damn it. And if anybody disagrees with me, get your own podcast.
Well, you know what? I bet you're a flat earther, too. Where's B.O.B. at?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Hey, B.O.B., man. He's probably in the clone lab. You know what I'm saying? That's where he is.
Well, okay.
But I say, look, I know it stands for graphics. Like the G in GIF or GIF stands for graphics, which obviously starts with a G sound, not a J sound. It's not giraffics.
Well, the guy who created it even said it's pronounced GIF.
Hey, man, that's okay. The guy that created the peanut butter named GIF that starts with a J also
George Washington Carver
claims. Yeah, there you go.
My guy. I love peanut butter.
Yeah, sorry. George. Well, maybe. Okay, George Washington Carver. GIF peanut butter. George starts with the J sound.
Yeah, so anyway, proving my point. Maybe thank you.
You've gustified.
Boom.
Your point here.
Boom. Okay, so, yeah. Hot take. Back to flat earthers. What was BLB's hit called? I know the lyrics, but I don't know the title of it.
Nothing on you.
No.
Airplanes?
Yeah, okay.
Paper airplanes.
I was going to say, hot take. Airplanes is actually a philosophy for flat earth. They're shooting stars because they just go straight. Straight plane. Astral planes are straight. There you go.
That's crazy.
Airplanes.
God. I don't know, man. That's pretty... Are you guys into that sort of thing?
Oh,
God. Are you guys into this conspiracy theory? Because I am. This podcast is going to go crazy.
Here we go. Yeah, that's what I... Okay, so disclaimer again is it's like the going into podcast. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. Let's just let it ride. So we are.
I'm just going to wing it.
Yep. And I said, don't worry. I will be able to talk. Let's just get going. So, exactly. So... Certain conspiracy theories, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the whole Mandela effect.
You think so?
Yes.
You know, I have a Mandela effect here, and people are like, this is ridiculous. Why would you think that? But whenever I was a kid, I always associated Jason Voorhees, you know, from Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. With having wearing coveralls, a chainsaw, and a hockey mask. And whenever I was a kid, the idea of a slasher was portrayed as a killer with coveralls, a chainsaw, and a hockey mask. And there were certain, like, you know, little cameos and different things. You know, you could see Eminem literally in a chainsaw, like with a chainsaw and coveralls and a hockey mask on his like live performance. Or
right.
You can see on Tiny Toon Adventures, if you watch it, like Tiny animated.
Tiny Toon Adventures is about to start.
Right. Animated versions of this sort of thing. And then as an adult, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, he has a machete. He doesn't have a chainsaw.
Wait, yeah.
What? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So that was my,
oh my God.
Mandela effect.
Right.
Mandela effect.
Exactly.
Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, there are certain conspiracies. I'm like, that's dumb. Like, whatever. I'm not going to sit on Reddit and all that.
Yeah.
But the Mandela effect is real. Berenstein. Whew.
The Shaq Shazam.
Like, yeah. Shaq and Shazam was real.
Yeah, that was real.
It still is real. It just might not exist in this realm. It's fine.
It's just in a different realm right now.
Exactly. You know what? I want to go back to that one where we don't have Trump as president and Shazam still exists.
That's true. It's kind of like I watched Terminator 2. I don't know if you've watched Terminator 2 maybe ever, but you know, the whole thing is like the world's going to go to like absolute dog shit in like 1997 or whatever. And Sarah Connor, you know, like John Connor sending a Terminator from the future to protect him when he's a kid in the past. And Sarah Connor's like, anyway, it's a right. whole thing. You might have seen Terminator. Listeners, you've seen fucking Terminator too. But regardless, so it's kind of like one of those things. It's like, okay, so the world's going to shit and like everybody's seen it and everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stop it. So it like kind of puts the world on a totally different trajectory.
I feel, you know what I was going to say? I feel like that's what happened in 2012. And my Obama thing will still reign true in the fact that he was elected prior to the quote unquote 2012 world is ending. So what if that happened?
I don't know, man.
Hypothetic.
You know what? Your guess is as good as mine. Let's get back to the real conspiracy theory here.
B.O.B. in flat earth.
Yeah, the pronunciation of your name. Avis.
Avis.
Okay, because if you would have asked me, I would have been like, ah, it's Eves.
We've
obviously.
Got Eves. We get an Aves.
A-Eves.
Yeah.
A-Eves.
There's one other one that's coming to, like, it's just escaping my mind. It's going into the other realm right now, I guess you would say.
AVs.
AVs.
It's like audio visual.
IVs. We've gotten that.
Oh,
IVs.
Here's another question I had. I was like, well, you know, I'm going to have to ask him these hot button topics, okay?
No
hot
worries.
Topics here on the podcast.
What a story.
What's the keyboard formula I'm going to need to type in to
okay,
make the
so
A and the E?
If you
combined.
Have a MacBook,
yes.
Hold down A,
mm-hmm.
It'll pop up like the other symbols, and it's 5.
Gotcha.
But sometimes the typeface,
like a Danish symbol or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
It's funny. It's a Danish symbol, but the name
is
Latin.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Because the name actually derives from the Latin translation of those who fly.
Okay.
But it's spelled differently. So when we were coming up with the band name,
because there's already a band name called Ave, like Aves already,
right? Oh, gotcha. But they spelled A V E S, and we were like, no, we still want it. We're taking that. We're gonna find a way around it. And yeah. So we put in the weird symbol.
There you
so
go.
So it worked,
dude. In this day and age, it's just a race to the top, and band names don't really matter anymore.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't That's really matter fine. Anymore because honestly, like, there's so many bands that I'll see now. They're like, oh right, here's a band coming out, and they're called. I don't know. Hypothetically, right. Like, my band's called Rockets. And it's like, I'm go. Sure that in the history of right. rock and roll music, there's been a band called Rockets right. or the Rockets. Like, yeah, but we'll just take the vowels out. Oh, okay.
That's fine. Or put R, it would be like R, V.
Yes, instead. We'll put a yeah. V there. Yes.
I don't know. It just doesn't
There'll
make sense.
There'll be an R, a zero.
Yes, a, exactly.
A C that is actually just a greater than sign.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say greater than.
Or less than,
lowercase L.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, that's fine.
Actually, we're just
But that's like Korn did it first, okay?
Yeah.
Korn did it first.
We'll put a K in a backwards R. That's going to be fine, guys.
Korn did it first is the motto of this podcast. I'm nailing that right now.
That's true,
Bless
guys.
You, Jonathan Obvious Davis.
Korn fans. That was actually my first show. Was like. Korn show Family Values 2007.
Oh yep. My gosh, dude, I'm jealous. See, I'm a Korn fan as well, but from a different, from like a totally different decade.
So, so like Life is Peachy?
Mine was like the Brick in the Wall.
Oh, that, okay.
The Pink Floyd like era.
Okay. I got into them. Okay. I don't know if you, man, I'm just going to hit you with this story, man. Hit you with a hot deets.
Hit me with it.
Listeners out there and everyone else, there's a thing that used to be called the Columbia House Music Club that you could join. And you would get a, you know, a little cardboard subscription card in a magazine or something.
From Columbia Records Columbia and all House, that. And you get to B&G, pick like 10 a month or
pick
whatever.
Pick 10 CDs for, yeah! for a penny.
That's how I got my Britney Spears Baby One More Time CD.
There you go. And so I got Korn's Follow the Leader.
That was my second guess.
And,
I was
going to
say Life
was,
is Peachy and then Follow the Leader.
Follow the Leader. And then that was whenever I was like, yep, Korn is my jam.
Great
Korn,
album.
Korn, Limp Bizkit.
Ooh, Limp Bizkit.
I went way down the nu metal kind of thing, dude. Disturbed.
New metal is my thing.
Nu metal's your thing?
Nu metal
I feel like
thing.
It's coming back hot.
Oh, mm-hmm. Let's hope so. Oh, my God.
You want to know what's funny? This is the second. Here's a little coincidence. Okay, so I had my good friend, Michaela, from a band called Catechus, Latin name, female front and singer, and she also loved nu metal.
I need to be her friend.
There's something in the Southern Indiana water. I'm going to hook you guys up.
Her and I need
I'm
to gonna, be friends.
So, yeah, I'll like send you her information. You guys
That's
can
fine.
Play some shows together.
I would love to be
together.
Her friend. Mm-hmm. And we can do a whole benefit show and donate it to Jonathan Davis's charity against bullying.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
What? Okay. Perfect. Well, let me ask you. So, since we're on the topic, what are some of your influences growing up? Like, what made you want to?
Ooh, so many.
You know, get into music, I guess.
Okay. Well, there are a lot across the board, but we can start with the fact. Sorry, we can start with the fact that. Matt and I came together to make music because we both had a very mutual undying love for Fall Out Boy.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
You might have.
I was going to say maybe you've heard of them. Yeah. I don't know. They're kind
a
of
a small
underground.
Independent group.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very underground.
Yes.
Project Rocket. It's fine. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah. So we actually have known each other since middle school. We had always done our own musical projects, whatever, here and there, different things. And then it was around the same time, like, the music projects I was working on at that time had, like, Bit the Dust, R.I.P. Aim for the Skies, and, What a Time.
Yeah, mine did, too.
Yep.
R.I.P. Anchor Down.
What a time to be alive. So, yeah, both of those hit the dust around the same time. And just because we've always been friends, we're always talking about our music, going back and forth, you know. And then it was, oh, crap, well, now I don't know what to do with my outlet. I need to do something new. And Matt's like, oh, me too, blah, 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 blah. We're like, why haven't we done anything together prior to this? This doesn't make sense. I've known you since I was like 12. So, yeah. So then that happened because we had a mutual love for Fall Out Boy. And mm-hmm. We were like, oh, we love all these same bands. It's fine. Let's do the thing. So that's where that came from. But as far as personal influences, I've been talking and I want to take a drink. So I'm going to let Matt talk for a little bit.
Okay.
It's fine.
Matt Adam, dude.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to get my piece in there. Go in.
Like, I pretty much like all types of music, except for New Country.
Oh, dude, I mean, New Country is a hard ticket. for me. I'm not into it. I can't buy it.
No.
Country pre 9/11. I can subscribe.
I can get to Garth Brooks. That's but, fine. Sorry.
Once those damn terrorists hit the towers, they took country music with them.
They did.
And it's just all been downhill ever since.
Yeah. I just want to say that My Maria by Brooks and Dunn is one of the best country songs of all time.
Yeah, and then you found out it's a cover song.
Yep, that hurt me.
Yeah.
But I just kind of take
what
that.
What about Over and Over by Tim McGraw and Nelly?
Yeah. Just replay it over and over again.
Do you all remember, okay, there's a local station around here. Okay, 99.7.
Yes, 99.7 DJX for all my international listeners. Tune in right now, iHeartRadio.
Exactly. There we go. So
shout out.
Yes, I believe my pop culture timeline might be a little bit off, but usually I'm pretty good with my 2000s pop culture. Over and Over came out in like 2005.
It's a possibility.
Four somewhere. Or five, I want to say.
TRL was still on. I remember seeing it on TRL.
It was four or five. Usually my pop culture is like right on point. I very well may be wrong with that because I hated that song. But anyway.
Quote us.
Yes. I remember that 99.7 did this thing because they were so annoyed because this is back in the day. Okay, I feel old, but I'm not that old.
You feel old. Let me ask you. Let's go ahead and make it a thing. How old are you?
23.
23. What about you, Matt?
23.
23 years old.
Yep. So nobody likes us now.
Super old.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's the thing is I feel like we feel so much older than we are, or our generation does, because of how fast things have progressed.
That's true.
So there's so many things to forget now. But so there was the whole thing where so many people were calling in because you could not listen to a certain song unless you owned it at that time. Because this was even before iTunes. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's still the law. You can't have a song unless you own it. You can't download it.
We are
it.
Outlaws. Anyway, so Spotify.
Shout out LimeWire.
Napster. Napster, my cat. That's where it's at. So that whole thing. Anyway, people kept calling in and calling in, and they were so annoyed that they played over and over for like, I know it was at least an hour or something until people kept calling them enough to say stop playing.
Please stop playing it over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember that so specifically because I was like running errands with one of my parents that day and just got in the car. It played. Got out of the car. Got back in. Still playing. I was just like,
oh. It's genius.
Iconic.
Right. Iconic. Truly. And you know, I don't know why anybody else does it.
Over and over again, over and over again. Yeah.
Exactly.
There we go.
I don't know why I'm the only one who remembers that. It might have been a Mandela effect. I don't know. Just bringing that back in.
I'll have you know, I Googled it while you were talking. I was still listening, but
yes,
I did Google that it came
like
out
2004?
2006.
Oh, 2006.
So very close, though. 2004, 2005.
No, for me, that's bad.
Yeah, 1 year off. Hey, man, it's not about being perfect. It's just about, you know, giving it your best try.
I can't be.
I remember that on Total Request Live or Dedicate Live on Fuse. So you could dedicate like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, like My Chemical Romance lyrics or whatever.
This is going out to my ex-girlfriend.
Are you a My Chemical Romance fan?
Yes. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the Holy Trinity, Panic, Fall Out Boy, My Chem.
That's funny.
God bless you.
That's not funny. I mean, that's cool. I'm just like in this. It's so funny because I feel like anybody younger than me holds My Chemical Romance in a really high regard.
Yeah, like
and
they're gods.
I remember seeing My Chemical Romance. I've seen them a few times, and they were easily one of the worst live bands I've ever seen in my life.
That's what somebody like in high school told me that Panic was too, but I mean, look at them now, and it's
that's true. They made it happen, though. I feel like Gerard Way has utilized the studio to his advantage because that's a guy that really cannot sing very well, but his like Black Parade they've done a lot for him.
I agree.
And now he's writing comic books, and I'm pretty stoked on that.
And he's
like,
having a Netflix series come out.
Really? Mm-hmm. What series?
Well, I don't know what it's called, but I know. Well,
we've got the deets right now.
Go on, Matt.
It's the Umbrella Academy. For the comic book.
Gotcha. He's writing Doom Patrol right now, which is one of my favorite little series. A big fan of Grant Morrison. And he's a big fan of Grant Morrison. You'll see Grant Morrison in some of their music videos. But Grant Morrison revived Doom Patrol in the early 90s. Now Gerard Way is doing it now.
So. Oh, heck yeah.
So we're just talking about My Chemical Romance.
That's sick. I'm down.
So you guys meet up in school.
Yes.
Our emo phases.
Your emo phases.
Yeah.
Everybody's
I'm an emo
got one.
Kid.
So here we are. You got your hair is black. Your soul
My hair
is black.
Was never black.
Your hair is black. Your soul is black. Your shirts are black.
But my pants are neon. But my pants are neon. Let's get that straight.
That's true. Exactly. They're skin tight pink with purple leopard. Yes, purple with a leopard print on it. Mm-hmm. Jeans from Hot Topic.
Shout out Cobra Starship.
Yeah.
What a Hot Topic.
And a studded belt.
Or a hot mess. So old Cobra.
You have two lip rings and one nose ring. And
I was
so you
old enough to get piercings, but you're setting the tone. I know. Go on.
Right. So you guys meet up in high school and middle school and decide, hey, we got to get together. So you guys have been playing together since then? When did you guys decide to seal the
deal?
Well,
that's the thing is we never played together. We never collaborated at all until both of our bands started to go down the drain. But even then, when those started to go down the drain, we were just talking about it.
Right.
We had the idea of that for a while.
We had like a demo. And it was like...
Well, not even that. We were talking about it for a good while. Mm-hmm. And we didn't actually even do that demo until I think like... almost a year after we had were like, hey, we should probably do something together. And then it was very loose, and then it was like, oh, this works, because we originally
we're gonna start doing like a Depeche Mode type
feel,
and I mean it kind of changed to us being like a pop band.
Pop dirty pop.
And you're responsible, you're the man behind the computer, you're the guy that's pushing all booping all the dials for Avis, and you're making the beats, and you're laying the instrumentation down, or
actually I write most of the music.
She writes most of it.
He's all the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm
all the lyrics. Okay.
Yeah. We obviously like go back and forth with a lot of it. Like I'll write some things, he'll contribute some music things, but for the most part, I write all the music and Matt does most of the lyrics.
Okay. Yeah. So you're in charge. You're the person behind the MacBook making it happen.
See.
Cool, man. Well, you know, I've got it. There's some buzz going on around you guys because, you know, I know Alternative Press picked up one of your new songs and put it in their playlist.
That was sick.
What playlist was it? Was it just their playlist of 2017? You got to check this stuff out.
Well, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like something like
the best bands ever.
Oh, yes.
You guys, the Beatles.
Oh, my God.
And so My Chemical Romance.
I was going to say, there's like, My Chem, Fall Out Boy, Patrick Stump's solo project, Patrick Stump's features on everything, Patrick Stump's produced the Hush sound. Like right. So anyway, I'm kidding, but not.
Close off by Gym Class Heroes.
Yes.
All of his features. But that was, I was real personally stoked on it, but it was, I think it was just like a new, hey, you should check out these bands playlists, like undiscovered, but hey, they're sick. But the best thing, though, was it was just kind of like out of nowhere.
Right.
Because Matt and I will go through phases where we won't be as like active on the internet, but we are more so working on stuff, like, I guess, like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So we kind of go through
on
phases.
On the DL.
Yes, exactly, on the DL. So, or as the kids say, low key, or whatever they say now. I don't know.
They definitely say low key.
Low key. But low key. Ha ha. But yeah, so.
Fans.
That was the whole thing. Like, it just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Like, I know I was at work, and I know exactly where I was. I don't know. I have a very weird memory. But, like, I was at work, and I was like, okay, I have a few seconds. I'm going to check my phone. And then I had, like, these notifications, and I was like, what? Like, why do I have a notification from, like, an Alternative Press thing? And it was like, Avis is featured on here. I was like, holy shit, this is sick.
So crazy.
This is sick. Because, yeah, I subscribed to that all growing up, that magazine. And it was so much to the point that my dad is aware of things. Like, it's really cute. My dad's, like, always in tune with what I'm doing. But there are very specific things that he'll, like, know. And he'll be like, oh, I still get those Alternative Press emails from when you were in middle school. And I'm like, yeah. And so then when I sent that to him, he was like, that's the magazine you used to get all the time.
That's awesome.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was, like, so cute.
I was sharing a story with Matt, actually, earlier before you got here, that, you know, we were just talking about how cool it is that, you know, sometimes things that you'd like, especially Alternative Press, we were talking about, like, you know, I remember being a kid and I remember being in Saturday school. When you were bad, you didn't go to detention in my school. You had to go to school on Saturday. So I was in Saturday school and I was reading Alternative Press magazine.
Oh, we still had Saturday school.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. So you know what's up.
Yep.
So I'm in Saturday school and I'm reading Alternative Press magazine and I'm looking at, like, you know, Yellow Card, and I'm looking at, you know, bands... you know, like Story of the Year and The Used and all these bands and stuff.
Until
and I was
the
like,
day I die.
There you go. And I was just thinking, like, man, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. I want to play music for a living. And then, you know, fast forward to like 2013, 2014, and I'm playing shows with these bands. You know what I'm saying? I'm meeting these people. I'm talking to these people. You know, Randy from Finch is AKA R2K, the guitarist of Finch.
I love Finch.
One of the coolest dudes ever. We talk pretty regularly because we quote Sling Blade together. Randomly, we became like best friends for a summer because we both liked the movie
there
Sling
you go.
Blade.
There's a letter to you, Finch.
Yeah. There you go.
Ba-dum-tsh. Anyway.
But yeah, isn't that cool? Like you go from like loving alternative press to actually now being recognized either by the magazine or the people that you loved in it and all that sort of thing.
That was, what was it? The really weird, who was, sorry, my brain is completely blanking, but there was somebody, who was it?
She's been sniffing glue, guys.
No, my brain's just going, oh, there was one, but this wasn't obvious, but this was like an example of the same type of thing, where like I grew up listening to Fireworks whenever they had their like We Are Everywhere EP, and like just loved that band. R.I.P. Fireworks, you are one of the best.
Yeah, R.I.P.
What a great band. But there was something I had tweeted about missing them, but this is whenever I had like my, this is before we put out music, but this is the same principle, where I had like my solo EP in the link, and I just tweeted like, oh, I miss Fireworks, blah, 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 blah. And then they replied and were like, we listened to your EP. We really like this song. It has a cool vibe. And I'm like, oh, my.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Right. I was just like, what even? I wasn't, because it would have been one thing if I was being like a Punisher and tweeting out and like, hey guys, listen to my band. I love you so much. And no, it was just like, oh, I miss this band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they were like, you write cool music. What the fuck?
That's so great.
It was so cool.
Isn't it crazy? Like, okay, while the internet has brought a lot of shit things into the world, I feel like sometimes it's just really cool where you're like, man, somebody from a band that I might not ever get a chance to talk to just like hit me up or just chatted with me online or favorited something. I'm like, dude, now we have an interaction. Now it's the internet. You know what, guys? You're finally worth it.
That's a validate me.
Forget about all the information that you provide. Now it's, now you're
protect
officially.
I was going to say protect net neutrality. I need myself validated.
Make sure, guys. Make sure that you make sure things don't happen.
Call
like
your congressman.
Call your congressman, man.
Truly. I already sent, I sent that, what's it called? The resist bot. And at first I was really weirded out because it was asking for all my information. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's actually just curating. And, I love the idea of
with
this.
No interaction.
Yeah. It's basically what it does is you put in like your information, like I'm so-and-so, I live here. And it's like, tell me what you want to say or what you're fighting against, whatever. And so you just like type a message and then you're like, I'm done. And then the bot like takes your message, puts it in a formal letter, formats it, and then faxes it automatically to your congresspeople or whoever you're going for.
2017.
And, yes. And I just love the idea of like, because I sent one on net neutrality and I just love the idea of it popping up on Mitch McConnell's desk and pissing him off. Like, oh God, another one. And I'm like, ha ha, Turtle Man, sorry. But just.
And conspiracy theorists out there, this is how the government gets your information.
Ooh, truly.
From these things. Not that they take it. We just give it to you.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah. Alexa, the
B.O.B.,
Google
if
bot?
You're listening.
Okay, Google.
B.O.B., if you're listening, because we know the government is.
Yes. Can't cut it.
You know, that's what's up. But back to the matter at hand here. So when did you guys start... kind of releasing your stuff out to the masses, because I actually first heard of you guys through Little Heart.
Yes. You know?
My band did a lot of stuff on Little Heart back in the day. You guys were on it. And but I just feel like it's kind of strange. This is the first time our paths have ever actually formally crossed.
Right. Like I was actually wearing my, what's it called? My Puckett shirt earlier.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Also, not to like stray away, but because I had to double check on my phone because I had a brain fart. What was it? Okay, so I'm sorry. We'll get back to this topic with the Little Heart, but I want to go back to the cool thing because this is, I'm not even going to say this is a humble brag. This is me freaking out because when something cool happens, this is me freaking out something cool happened to me. So I will somehow end up Facebook friends with people that I don't realize I'm friends with.
Like, right.
I don't, maybe added somebody and people you may know thought they were somebody else. Like, oh shit, wait, I don't actually know you. This is awkward, but whatever, you're going to chill there. And so like I posted the AP thing and one of the guitarists from Crime and Stereo commented on it. It was like, you have a nice voice. And I'm like, I didn't even realize I was friends with you.
That's awesome.
And I was just like freaking out. It was just, yeah. Oh my God. Because it was like the week before Fest and they were playing Fest. And I was just like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm just, whoo.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Sorry, I freaked out about that.
One day, Jeff Rickley from Thursday and Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio are both added me on Facebook, and it was like the two greatest days of my life. Yes. I was like, yep, my life is complete now.
Yeah, see, it's that feeling. You're just like, oh,
yeah,
this is so cool.
So how did you guys, let's segue right back here. How did you guys get hooked up with Little Heart? Okay, like I said, I remember you guys kind of on the website and stuff as we were on our way out, you guys were on your way in.
Right. Okay. So actually, I am very heavily, I guess you would say, used to be, but I still am, but not nearly as much, heavily involved in like DIY stuff.
Okay.
And, so it actually originated back to RIP Aim for the Skies. My band then, which was that band, was working with Puckett on like through that like side, whatever. The side thing he had going on. Yeah. We were working with him through that. And then that band disbanded. And then I put out a solo thing with Puckett through that.
I think it was like a meeting at Pizza King with you.
That was, yeah. But that's what happened was there was a meeting. Because Puckett and I were going to talk about more of my like solo endeavors. Which even to this day, I have not put a follow-up to that EP out.
Right.
Like I've been writing like crazy. But anyway, different story, different time. So anyway, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet up with Puckett and go talk to him about my stuff, whatever. But then Matt and I were going to do something after. So I was thinking, oh, why doesn't Matt just come with me? I'm sorry, I got something in my throat. Anyway, so I was like, why doesn't Matt just come with me? Because at this time we had already put out like our first single and whatever. So Matt came with me to eat with Puckett at Pete's King. Yes. And bless his soul, he loved that Pizza King so much. Yeah.
I miss that guy every single day. That you said he ate at Pizza King, like you guys had a meeting at Pizza King.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very Puckett thing.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Or the spaghetti shop. That's awesome.
We would always have our meetings. He and I would have our meetings, which our meetings were just us talking about Nintendo games and like stuff like that. But our meetings are always at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, of course. Because
I love Texas Roadhouse. So that's where we held our meetings all the time.
I feel like his thing was like, what's a mutual restaurant that I love that you also love? Okay, so yeah. I'm going to get to go out to eat there whenever this band wants to have a meeting. Or I secretly think he was like, I want to go out to eat there. I'm going to ask this band if they want to have a meeting. Right. He'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Right, exactly.
Right, so I was going to meet Puckett at Pizza King to talk about my next like solo endeavor bullshit. And then Matt and I were going to do something, so Matt came with me. And then something came up about like Abbas, like release, whatever. And then he was like, yeah, I actually like was some like, how do I say that? He was like, well, I didn't realize you all were doing it independently.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We were like nonchalantly releasing our stuff and just being like, we don't want to be attached to anything, but.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So we like put out our first single and we were like, yeah, I'm surprised you all are doing it independently. We were like, oh, you're actually interested in that? Because at the time, like, he had pop rock bands and all of that, but Aves is very, very pop.
Right.
Like, straight up pop. So, we didn't think, first of all, that he would be interested in putting out a straight up pop record. But then we were talking about it, and he was like, no, I actually really liked it. Like, I'm insulted you didn't come to me. And we were just like, oh, well, heck yeah, let's do the thing. And so, like, that's where Aves came into play. Was because I was already putting out all my other projects on there. And he and I actually had a joke where we were talking and he was like, I have like three go-to people that if I'm looking to put out new stuff and I can't find anything I like. And I branch off of people around here's side projects. And it was like me and two other people. And right. I was just like, oops, sorry.
So, yeah, man, what a great...
I love him so much. Oh, my God.
I miss him so much. I mean, like every single day.
Yeah. And
his birthday was the other day.
I know. December 5th, man. Yeah. Shout out Brian Puckett. Brian was going to be the first guest on my podcast, and we had made plans to do it just like a few days before he passed away. And so I want to get something. I want to get some people together. I feel like we need to do a nice tribute episode to him. And Little Heart, he did so much for the for anybody in Louisville, but for the community.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, really, I mean, without Little Heart, who knows where we would have been? Like, Uh-Huh Baby, I would have been, or Knocked Loose, or Grey Haven,
right?
Or any of these bands that are doing some big, you know, big, right. big. You guys,
I am so stoked about Grey Haven's new record,
Stoic
by the way.
Club,
so,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Did you? Okay, if anybody has not listened to Stoic Club's new single,
go listen to it.
Well, speaking of listening to stuff, I think, you know, we've talked about everything under the sun, but I think it's time to get down to some...
Under the sun, but it's flat.
Brass tacks. Well, the sun's not flat.
Everything's flat. Sun,
the sun is a golden disc. Up and down and around a circle.
CDR. Circular.
Yes, it's a golden CDRW.
And if it gets scratched, that's when we have an eclipse.
Right, exactly. It's a CD rewritable. Golden CD rewritable in the sun, in the sky.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
But let's fire up the old CDRW player and listen to your guys' new single. Now, give me the deets. What's some of the background deets on Loaded Love here?
Okay, so...
This is a Molly song.
This is a Molly song.
So you have to take Molly if you want to enjoy the song. Is that what you're saying? Or
yes,
you'll like it more?
No, we say this in the fact that because we were talking about earlier how like usually Matt's the lyrics right. and I'm the music. This one was one that originally I had written like as a solo song. But I was like, wait a minute, this sounds more like an Abbas song.
Gotcha.
This has more of the pop sensibilities behind it. Let's
like
use
the bridge is the only thing I like.
Yeah,
really
Matt
wrote
the bridge
yeah.
for sure, which was wonderful, and I love that bridge so much because it fits. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why he was saying this is more of a Molly thing because that was a song that I had originally written as a solo song. Showed it to Matt, and he was like, "I like this," because like also even with my solo stuff, I'll share it with Matt, and he'll be like, "Oh, that's a cool thing," or be like, "Maybe we could use it for us." And that was one of those where Matt brought it to me, and he was like, "Use it for us," and I'm like. Okay, yeah.
No, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's where it's a me song.
Gotcha.
Tell me more. What are you?
What's it about?
Okay, so Loaded Love is basically loaded in the metaphor of it's like, oh, this is going to be like so emo and depressing, but sorry. That's just...
Emo pop. There we
loaded,
go.
Loaded. Like a baked potato.
Yes. Our music is secretly either super emo or super political low-key. Wild Heart's the single for that. A political single. It's fine. But
back to Loaded Love.
Yeah. Loaded Love, basically it's like the concept of having an emotion or something like so powerful that could hurt you, like a loaded gun, but you're trusting them not to.
Yeah.
But basically the song takes you through the sequence of emotions, like the whole safe and sound, that's all right when you're around. And you're like, oh yeah, I feel safe with this person, this is great. And then you have your insecurities that'll kick in. It's like dodging high and low, like the metaphor of like, oh nope. That thought's not coming in today. Like, yeah. Oh, they're going to leave me. Going to take that thought, compartmentalize it, put it somewhere else. Yeah. So, and then like the whole thing after that, wandering away, like you're going away from those thoughts and then getting lost in you, which is after. It's like I'm running away from the things that are bad in my head and you make me feel safe. Right. So,
and then, gotcha. Like Roses in My Veins is also like what I took from it was that it was kind of like a whole like, sorry.
No, you're fine.
My brain's fried. It was kind of like a whole, like, feeling of love going
yeah,
through.
That's what yeah. that, yeah, because... Mm-hmm.
Just a wave of emotion.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. gotcha. It's like roses running, running, because red rose... The original chorus was, red roses running through my veins, all I know is that I know that I've never felt this way. But we changed it because it fit better. It was like roses running, running through my... So it's basically the idea, which like you'll see it where like roses are red and then blood when it's exposed to oxygen is red as well. So it's like the idea of all of these feelings are just encapsulating me and pumping through me, like running through your veins, like through your blood. Yeah, yeah. So you're like, that's basically what the song is about.
You're exactly. You're full of emotion.
I am. Oh.
And then the
God
bridge.
Bless.
I'll tell you a little bit.
Take it.
Bridge was kind of like when your heart wears out, I'll be there to figure out you out. That's kind of like, it's kind of straightforward there. Almost.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're going to be the one to pick up the
pieces.
It
was kind of like that little.
Else.
Right. Like awesome. It, that because it's like going back and forth because like even though I'm going through shit and I have all these negative thoughts and all these fears and everything, but I'm being vulnerable. But on the same coin, which is where, because I didn't write this, like I didn't think of this perspective That's why I was like, Matt, just fit it perfectly with the bridge.
Me and Molly do this thing where we're, like, this one time this one time we actually like wrote the same lyrics and showed it to each other, and we were like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I remember exactly. That's what I was saying. Yeah, like back to my memory, it's really weird. Is whenever that happened, I remember exactly where I was. Like, I was parked in my car outside of my apartment on Chase in Cincinnati, and I sent you these lyrics, and I was like, I just wrote this song. And he was like,
I think I was in Chicago for some reason.
Yeah. And you were like, no shit. And I'm like, what? And then Matt sent me his, and we had a whole like verse that was almost the same. It was the same idea, but some of the lyrics were literally the exact same.
So sometimes you guys even finish each other's
sandwiches. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. Sandwiches. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Matt Adam, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you're not.
But before we've talked a lot, let's go. Let's just get into the song. Let's let the listeners hear it. This song is, it's a loaded concept, guys. It's loaded like a loaded gun or a loaded baked potato. You know what I'm saying? You can't dive in too quickly. You'll burn your mouth.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, guys, let's check it out. This is Loaded Love by Avis.
Safe and sound. That's how I ride when you're around. Dodging high. You may not stay around. Wander away, getting lost in you. Emotions are crashing like waves.
All right, everybody. That was Loaded Love by Avis. Hitting you with that quality hashtag content.
Quality hashtag content.
People
we
are going banana over the quality hashtag content.
Banana or bananas multiple?
No, nope, just multiple one banana.
Okay, that's fine.
They're
that's
going completely nut over this.
Woohoo! I see what you did there.
So,
yes. That song, we already talked about it. It's fine. That was actually my favorite one going into that. So, mm-hmm. Like going into that recording process, rather. So, that recording process, we can talk about that.
I want to give a shout out to Sean Daly because.
Hiley.
For those of you. I said Sean Daly. Sean Hiley. Yeah. Sean Daly's another friend of mine, but Sean Hiley did your guys' music video.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to give a shout out to Sean Daly. Sean Daly, if you're listening to me, my man. Big ups to you. I miss you. I hope you're doing well in Florida. But I want to talk about Sean Hiley, who directed your video, because I've known him from a band called Let It Happen.
Yes.
And then big shout out, bro.
Yeah.
You know what's up? And then he directed the music video.
Yes.
For Loaded Love. And it's a fantastic video, by the way.
Thank you.
Where did you guys film this?
We went to a few different spots. Mm-hmm. So the beginning of it and most of that was all filmed at Deem Lake in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, my old stomping ground.
Yes. So,
been there on many a summer trip.
We actually had like a douchebag.
The park ranger. Basically, I want to set the scene of what I believe this guy. So I believe this guy has nothing else going on in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when he goes home or other things he deals with, he feels like he does not have a lot of control in his life.
Right.
So therefore, when he gets any position of power, which in this instance, his park ranger duty, he abuses the power.
Yes.
And takes it way too seriously.
Did he net you for like stealing picnic baskets or something?
No. We parked somewhere like in the grass.
How dare
and then
you.
And then he decides to drive in the grass. And okay, we're just like,
you have to set the scene though. We are parked on the side of the road in the grass.
The side.
But we are filming all the way down in the back of this field.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drives
straight to us to the back of the field. And just tells us to like, hey, I told you once, let me go move the car. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we don't do it. And then he comes back again and then
drives through the field from a different angle, ruining the grass more.
Right, yeah. So the whole thing is like, hey man, you're on the grass, man.
Yeah.
Get off the grass.
And then
brother.
I go and park it over in our parking lot like 10 feet the other way.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But stay off the grass, man.
Right. But the best thing was that it interrupted so many scenes, so it was just annoying. But
you should have put him in the video.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you want to be a star? You
Shout out to him.
Shout out to the park ranger at Deem Lake.
Shout out Ranger, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Making it happen.
If your superiors hear this for any reason, I really hope they give you a raise because you were a real pain in our ass.
You are 100% the greatest park ranger
truly
that has ever ranged.
Honest to God, Pawnee would be proud. It's Indiana. I'm just saying, Pawnee would be proud.
First in friendship, fourth in obesity.
That sounds about right, because that guy was a little heavier too.
There
so
you go. Yeah.
Yep. Amen.
Three Hoosiers here talking about old stomping ground. But yeah, shout out to Sean Hiley there. He did a great job. I want to know, my big question was, where did you go that had all the neon signs?
So
that
in Cincinnati, there's actually a neon sign museum.
Fair enough.
And we went in because this was, I went up to Cincinnati for that. And Sean and I went in there and there was like a huge field trip or whatever that happened. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but we were like, oh yeah, we're just coming in. And they were just like, oh, okay. We don't care. Go ahead.
That was
nice. Yeah. But Sean and I were filming and there were like these people there visibly on a field trip or something. Like these kids were sketching things and I'm like, oh, an art class field trip. And we were just like, how do we get this without getting them in the background? But because we were filming, it looked like we were doing something important. So all these people just moved.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But yeah, it's actually a really cool thing. And it's like in the middle of nowhere, and not really in the middle of nowhere, but it's like behind these things in Northside Cincinnati, which is really cool. And it's a whole museum that just has neon signs from over the ages, over the decades.
I would love to go. I'm going to have to go.
It's really
to that.
Sick. It's very, very sick. And they gave me, that purse is out there. I was going to say, they gave me a little tin thing that says, I heart old signs. And
fantastic.
I was like, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was the, to me, that was, a, I was like, I got to ask about that scene because that was so cool.
No, it was fun.
Sean Hiley did a great job. Sean, you're second coolest Sean that I've been that on this podcast.
What an angel.
Sean Daly.
Yeah, Sean Smith. Yeah, Sean Thriller Smith. Being that's fine. The first, obviously. Yep. I have my own show. And if anyone out there disagrees, get your own podcast. And then
you there
can,
you go.
You can rank things all you like about
top cool five.
Yeah. Speaking of ranking things, you guys had a busy 2017. And we were talking about our favorite albums of 2017. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite albums of 2017? Let's go ahead and throw that on here. What made your list?
Definitely the new Paramore.
The new Paramore definitely made my list
after
as well.
Last year, yeah.
That's a great one.
Just recently came out, the new Glassjaw.
Yes.
Yes.
I've just actually caught it on Spotify. I haven't got a chance to pick it up yet.
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
Did you guys hear the new Used record?
Mm-mm. No, but I heard the first single from it, mm-hmm. and it's completely different, but I liked it a lot. I should definitely listen to
that. I'm really intrigued. I was really intrigued by the album. They put out like a double album. It was done with no metronome. It was done with no backing tracks. It was just done all organically, like old school.
Like live?
Basically like a live on tape. Feel like, say you were a band in 1977. That's how you're going to record? That's how they recorded.
That's sick.
They didn't do the digital stuff. It's all analog. It's all... they put out, I think it's a 17 song album, and it's fantastic. And it's so cool to just hear a band do that in this day and age, because
that is so sick.
There's so much production that goes into, you know, stuff like that. It's neat to kind of hear like something different. So,
Sure. But I don't know. I'm really weird in this fact where I always see people posting their lists and stuff. And I don't know if it's them just wanting to share things.
Right.
But mm-hmm. Every time for the past 3 years, I guess, I've always gotten to this point where I'm like, why does anybody care about what I'm listening to?
Right.
This does not affect them in any way. I don't know. So I'm always weird about that. So for the past 3 years, I have not made lists. However, I can tell you what I've listened to a lot of this year.
Yeah.
So, Shawn Mendes.
Oh,
there's nothing
God.
Holding her back. That's for
no,
sure.
That was my song of the year. I did the Spotify end of the year thing, and it said the song that I listened to the most was that song. I love that song. And
that's her jam.
It is my jam. When it comes on. Oh, fun fact about the Loaded Love video. When there's the scene in the car and we're dancing, guess what we're dancing to?
I'm going to say Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. Exactly. That's what we were listening to. And it's the whole time. And it was even to the point where we were okay, let's let another song play. I did not jam the way Shawn was wanting me to. The director was like, no, we need more from you. Turn on There's Nothing Holding Me Back again.
Perfect.
So, exactly. So, song of the year, I guess. I don't know. Other records I was super, super into. Roswell Kid put out a very sick record. Precious mm-hmm. Art. I love that record. It is so great. I love that band. What a band. For a while during the summer, Paul and I think, do you know Paul Cropper?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. One of my best friends. Love him. We went and saw Roswell Kid once a month for 3 or 4 months straight.
That's awesome.
But it wasn't something we were we have to see Roswell Kid this month. It was just they were coming in the area, just the way the tour routing was within a 2 or 4 mile radius. We were I guess I'm going to go see Roswell Kid again. And it was great. And I love that band.
Paul and I get together and talk about professional wrestling. I think, yes. Paul, if you're listening, this is me shooting on you right now in the words of professional wrestling. I'm going to need you to get on this podcast so we can talk about all of our favorite matches and all of our favorite stuff. So, and our music careers.
Amen.
We did do Warped Tour together 1 year, so that would be cool to talk about.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful thing. Sorry. Also, things on my mind. White Reaper put out a wonderful record.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What a great record. Yep. Wonderful. And then I'm also I'm definitely not somebody who's guilty pleasures. I don't know why. Cause if you're listening to something, you should embrace that.
Yeah. I have I don't feel guilty for the stuff that I take pleasure in, musically.
Right. I was going to say more so an album I am surprised I heavily enjoyed. Was Black Bear's Digital Drug Lord. And I don't know why.
I'm not sure. Black Bear is just somebody I only know from Twitter. I don't know
anything
about
Black
Bear. Right,
that's the thing, is that's how I was. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't even that. You know, Spotify will do the thing where you're listening to something and then it'll bring up a related thing automatically after that. And then a related thing automatically after something I was listening to, I don't remember, was one of his songs. And I was why do I like this? who is this? And so it was just like, I guess surprise of the year would be Digital Drug Lord, because I love that album.
Absolutely.
I don't know why.
He put out a recent, like, another CD called Cyber Sex or something.
I still have not listened to that.
It's pretty good.
But I don't know why, because that was so surprising to me, because I didn't think I was...
I only know his stuff because people retweet him on Twitter all the time. And
Oh my God, Blackbird's Twitter. Yeah. That is a meme in and of itself.
I think sometimes it's good, and then sometimes I'm like, man, you spent time to retweet this. This was lame. This wasn't as cool.
I saw a tweet that was like... It was like kind of shitting on it, but I thought it was hilarious because like it was lighthearted.
Parody accounts.
Right. Yeah.
But it's his actual account.
Exactly. There we go. It was basically that. And then somebody tweeted, like, your man crush Monday retweets Black Bear's Twitter, but on a serious note. And I was like, oh. And I like screamed internally. I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
Because, yep, Matt put it perfectly. It's basically a parody account, but it's a real person.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get in on this Black Bear thing.
Well, you know? I don't know. That record was like, it bumps,
dude. Speaking of, I guess guilty pleasures, but things that I don't think anybody would look at me and be like, "Really, this would be one that's of your favorite albums ever?"
That's what I'm saying. Not guilty pleasure, but like surprise.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of my favorite albums, not ever, but one of my favorite albums of this year is an album called Poppy.computer by Poppy.
Poppy freaks me out.
And I got it, and I'm so intrigued by the whole mystique of Poppy, and I've watched all of like all 300 of her YouTube videos.
She freaks me out.
And I just think from a performance art standpoint, I was this is such genius, where you literally are, again, maybe it's a conspiracy theorist in me, but it's like I think she literally brainwashed people into liking her music, because when her music came out, finally, after years of strange videos, it was great.
Well, and I was like, maybe
do I like it? I'm like, do I like it because I've watched the videos, or...
And I think like Diplo put her out or something.
Yeah, it's off of Van Decent.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yes. So I need to get more behind the scenes info on that.
I have to actually listen to that.
But then. I do have the album. We'll put it on the turntable at some point if you want.
That's fine.
Have it on vinyl. So
I'm here for it.
But yeah, that's 2017 for you. What's 2018?
Ooh, 2018. So,
because you guys have some things going down here at the end of the year and towards the new year.
And they say, meet me in the mall, it's going down.
Yeah.
Meet me in the club, it's going down. So meet us on meet me on the Facebook, in the words of,
and the Twitters.
Yes, and the Twitters. But I was gonna say, like, your boy Bangs, B-A-N-G.
I don't know who that is.
Take you to the movies. Okay, that's
we can
a
go
whole...
to the movies. I have movie pass, guys.
Let me
so
take
I
you to the movie shop. Hey, okay, that's a great meme.
Take you to the movie shop.
Yes, but okay, yes. If you haven't listened to him, Bangs. But anyway, we are. I guess this is the time where you're gonna do a fake drum roll. We're putting out an EP.
All right, guys, you heard it first. This is an official notice. No one's ever heard this before.
Yes.
And this is going down right here on the
down.
Sean versus Wild podcast. Yes. A hot tip.
So Sean versus Wild, you heard it first.
EP.
Yes.
What's the? Do you have any deets that you can share at this time?
Yeah,
about
we can
the
share the name.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and share the name.
Go for it, Matt.
It's Desire.
Desire.
Yes.
Yep.
We decided to go with Desire because we felt it was something that encapsulated all three of the songs as a whole.
Gotcha.
So... doing that, and then there are going to be other things on it, too.
Is this already recorded, or is it okay?
Mm-hmm. We recorded all of it. We've just been sitting on it for a hot second, just because we've been sitting on things. Hashtag content.
Hashtag sit on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
There's
God.
There's
going to
be some remixes.
Yeah, there you go. Arthur Fonzarelli, sit on
yes.
it. Sit on it, Richie.
Exactly.
Cool. So you put it out, you recorded it yourself? Will you be putting it out yourself?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Okay. We are putting everything out ourselves until something better comes along, but I don't know if there's anything better.
Dude,
like,
is there anything
day-
better than being awesome and just doing things yourself?
No.
Exactly. That's how I feel about this podcast. I'm like, dude, I can do things myself and I don't have to rely on anyone else.
Exactly.
This is liberating.
Hashtag get shit done.
Yes.
Yeah, so you heard it here first on this podcast. We are putting out an EP as a surprise.
Air horn here.
Hashtag quality content.
There you go. Now.
So yeah, new EP coming out 2018. Yes. Going to come at you in your ear holes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
make
exactly.
it happen.
So there you go. There's that announcement. We are putting out an EP. I am actually very excited.
Well, you should be.
Thank you. I'm very stoked
Dude,
on
it's
it.
A big deal to like... have a dream, you know, put your time, effort, and money into it.
Mm-hmm.
Write things on paper, write things on an instrument, put it together.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it in your, you know, computer, make it happen, make it sound great, put it into fruition, then make a tangible piece of evidence that you are here.
Right.
And you have done this.
Exactly.
And that you are, that you lived in this world, and then you got to send it out to everyone.
I was going to say, instead of sending it out to everyone, we can just shoot it into space.
Shoot it into space,
so
bro.
That when everything goes to shit, if things come back, you know,
shoot
our record.
Mars.
Yeah, I was going to say our record will show up in like 40-20.
Right. And they'll be like, oh, this is the music that Jesus listened to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It'll be one of those things. They'll just find it in a time capsule. And they're like, this is what the ancient people loved.
Exactly.
They'll build a statue.
Yes.
One of Matt, one of Molly.
Exactly.
It's going to be like a Bill and Ted scenario here.
Oh, my God. God. And then they're going to see all of our shitty handwriting and be like, what are these hieroglyphs?
Like, sorry. What are these hieroglyphs? You mean you had to write it down with your hands? What is this, a baby's toy? Like, what's going on here?
You can't just think it and it appears?
Like, yeah, they don't have think to text.
Wow. I would not be surprised if that was a thing soon.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm not saying Illuminati. I'm not saying New World Order, but it's probably
Illuminati. Lizard people.
I'm not saying conspiracy. I'm not saying reptilians. But it's probably already a thing.
Lizard people.
Jay-Z, if you're listening.
Jay-Z, I'm sure you probably have this on tap. You've tapped into the podcast. You've tapped into the waves.
Ooh. Kanye, too.
Kanye.
But they're in a feud right now.
That's true. They're
beefing. They made up. They
over
made
world
up.
Power.
When did that happen?
I don't know. I just read it like a Pitchfork.
Is it true?
That, yeah.
Because it was like a few weeks ago, I read that Jay-Z was like, well, maybe we'll look back on this as just a bump in our friendship.
There was a Pitchfork article that said that he like talked to Kanye and said
they buried the hatchet.
Yeah.
Well, why did I not see this? Secret things. I am very into pop culture.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
I don't really talk about it, but I am very into pop culture.
What's your favorite? Like, are you a movie fan?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I enjoy
you just
them?
Like pop culture your day to day
in general. Gotcha. Yes. Like, okay, whenever I go to sit down and take a shit, I'm going to open my Snapchat thing where it's the girl and she's like talking about things nobody cares about.
Right.
Like literally things I don't care about. Like after I'm done, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is just something that entertained me for like 3 minutes.
Great.
Right. So there you go.
A lot of information there to lead up to the fact that you like pop culture.
Yes.
But hey. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Exactly. It's how you get there, yeah. Not where you're going.
It's the climb, Miley Cyrus.
It's the climb.
So, you
amen.
Know, it is what it is. Guys, I've had a great time here.
Same.
And me too.
Just three Hoosiers. Just really hoosing it up today.
Oh, ho.
On this snowy Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, guys. Well, where can everybody find you? On
well, on my address is
so
no
on Jay-Z's internet. Where can people like find you
on Jay-Z's capital I
on
internet
the spider
TM
web?
Yes,
you know. Well, actually, we are on Tidal, so
Jay-Z's got us. No, we are on literally probably everything. Mm-hmm. Aves Music is generally our tag. Yep. Aeves Music. That's about it. I don't know. We're on everything.
Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter,
YouTube.
Yep, Aves Music. YouTube. We are on the YouTube.
Tinder.
Yeah, on the Tinder. Well, I don't
on
know
Napster.
If we've... Well, I don't... Whenever I say sinking low, I don't mean sinking low to using Tinder. Mm-hmm. I mean using Tinder to promote your music. I don't know if we've gotten there yet. Maybe we can make a fake persona and try that marketing thing.
Just Aves. 23. You guys are the same age.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, find me on... we're on every app. Find me on the Pizza Hut app. Pizza Hut.
Taco Bell app.
The Taco Bell app.
I do have the Taco Bell app.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My Taco Bell guy, he knows me. The guy on Bardstown Road knows me now.
He knows me.
He does. Like,
isn't
when I show
great,
up.
Great, but also kind of sad at the same time? Because I feel that way. Like, I'll walk into this Subway by my work, and they're like, hey, what's up, dude? You getting the usual?
Well,
like,
yeah, okay. What
yeah,
the,
I guess.
Yep. The thing that made me realize I was hitting the low point there was it was Halloween night, but I had just gotten off work. So I was working. I didn't have any plans. And I rolled through and I show up to the window, roll it down. And the guy looks at me and he goes, Molly, why are you here on Halloween? And I looked at him and I remembered I was at Taco Bell. That was the low point. But this is the high point.
Yeah. Taco Bell is like your Cheers.
It really is. Where everybody. Caitlin said that. Shout out to Caitlin Sword. I love you. She said that. She said, Molly, this Taco Bell is like your Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
It's fantastic.
I said amen.
Yes. I feel that way too. If I go to the subway by my work, it's equal parts like, don't assume you know what I want, and equal parts, yeah, that's exactly what I yep. want. Thanks. Thanks so much for having it ready for me.
Exactly.
You know.
100%.
Well, fantastic. I've had a great conversation.
Same.
So, yeah, guys, definitely check out Aves, and that's AEVES music on all your social media apps.
All of the social media.
All of it. And then, and if you like what you heard, you obviously like it a little bit because you made it all the way to the end of this podcast. So,
you listen to our songs.
So yeah. You listen to the song in my podcast. So, like, check out Aves Music. Check out Sean versus Wild. If you haven't, like, share, and subscribe, and write a 5-star review on iTunes and stuff.
Yes. Listen to Sean versus Wild and Sean Mendes.
And Sean Mendes. All the Seans. All Sean the Daly, Sean Hiley, Sean Mendes. But the most important one. Sean Thriller Smith here for the Sean versus Wild podcast. So yes, guys.
Amen. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, Sean.
This has been the Sean versus Wild versus Sean Mendes versus Sean Daly versus Sean Hiley podcast.
Versus Aves.
Versus Aves.